they are following one doubt. But doubt avails nothing against the truth. Now these people say, no, it avails something and it does not avail some other. You got it? It avails nothing. When he said it avails nothing, it should avail nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Those pagans will say, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, had Allah willed, مَا أَشْرَكْنَا, we never commit shirk. وَلَا أَبَاؤُنَا, nor our fathers. وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And we would have not prohibiting something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, do you have a certain knowledge? قُلْ هَلْ عَنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عَلْمٍ قُلْ هَلْ عَنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عَلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا, that you bring to us. You are in fact following nothing but conjecture. وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْوَصُونَ, following doubt. Now, they said, had Allah willed, we would have not worshipped or committed shirk, right? That is an aqidah, right? Committed shirk, this is an aqidah. وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, that is an ahkam. And Allah ta'ala said, you are following doubt, whether in aqidah or in ahkam. When Allah ta'ala denounced them, he denounced it as whole. When al-Shafi'i defended Qabr al-Wahid, he defended it as whole. When it occurred, the differentiation between ahad, between aqidah and ahkam, that is long time after al-Shafi'i. Al-Shafi'i defended al-ahad. When al-Mu'tazila denounced al-ahad, rejected al-ahad, they rejected it as whole. When al-Shafi'i defended al-ahad, he defended it in general. Now you have to tell me, where can you prove to me that al-Shafi'i said, you are allowed in ahkam, but you are not allowed in aqidah? Another question, please.
What is the best way?
Sister question, and then inshallah you'll be given the chance.
What is the best way to call those people to cast doubt on beliefs contained in Ahad narrations to the way of the manhaj and the Sunnah of Salah?
Can you repeat the question, please?
What is the best way to call these people back to the manhaj of the Sunnah of Salah?
I tell you, brothers, that even among these 133 scholars that our brother used, none of them denied the punishment of the grief. None of them denied it. Ibn Hajar and Nawawi, all of them believe in it. And all of these people, yes, there are some people who said, Hadith al-Ahad, it is dhanni. It is doubtful, because you know, when you bring a certain narration, basically, if you bring one person, one narrator, he may be wrong, he may be right. But don't forget, brothers, and I want you to remember that. Remember what I say. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا نَحْنَ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, it is we who revealed the zikr. He did not say the book. Many Muslims today think that this verse concerns the book of Allah. No, not only the book of Allah, all the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protected by Allah, preserved by Allah. Even the sunnah, Allah used, if you investigate, if you survey the incidents, the personality of these scholars who used to memorize even 1 million hadith, you will find out that this is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah used some soldiers to preserve the sunnah. And that's why I say, don't worry. If you're afraid that this one narrator may be a liar, may forget, etc., etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving his book. And that happened, alhamdulillah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preserved. So, to call these people to return to the way of the Salaf al-Salihin, we say, let us see, at least, if you don't want to follow the companions, if you don't want to follow, you know, the Prophet, at least hear what al-Shafi'i said about this matter. Because you say, well, the Prophet did not mention it, that's why. At least I ask you, do you believe that al-Shafi'i is one of one of the most righteous, inshallah, an honorable scholar, a knowledgeable scholar? You may say, yes. I say, well, read what he said in his book, Al-Risala.
The brother's question.
Salaam alaikum.
You told us that there are various people, without naming him, who are spreading his false doctrine, you know, and coming from the degree. But you've not told us who these people are, or if anyone in particular, and what they have said. Are you in a position to prove who
is
and what they
have said? Hello, listen. I think everyone heard the question. Just repeating it for the sisters. The brother was asking concerning the unnamed people that we have labelled with this belief of trusting in Ahad Hadith and not actually believing. And asked the brother to prove what we accuse them of.
What I accuse him of?
The Prophet ﷺ used to say when he denounces something or gives advice, he said, what's wrong with certain people? What's wrong with some people? Now, by that, I'm using the way of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. If I find it's important for his name to be mentioned, I would have mentioned it. And without mentioning any name, brothers, I just want to make a referendum. For those who know what I mean, to raise up their hands. All right, brother? I hope this is an answer, inshallah.
The question is asking,
if you find that it is not an answer, please be my guest. But that's what I have.
Can you quote and cite something?
Yes, he has a book called Mas'alat Azab al-Qabr wa Su'al al-Qabr, the matter of the punishment of the grave and the test of the grave and the question of the grave. That's his book. May Allah bless you, brother. Pardon?
I said thank you.
May Allah bless you. You see, brother, we don't want to put a certain person, you know, to confuse him or to, we don't want to attack. What we would like to mean, what we really are concerned with, is to give you the idea. Just to give you the idea, to give you the information. If you be benefited by that, that's all what I want. My coming here, the aim of my coming is not for against a certain person. It's against a certain system which opposes the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. May Allah bless you.
The first conclusion is based on what you say about the book which I am sending to confuse people about the Arabic cup. And one thing you say is you and the group agree that it will definitely and not people to be followed.
Yes.
And towards the end of your talk again you say that these people are the grandfathers of the Muslim people.
Do you want to answer that now?
No.
Shall I answer this now and then you keep on?
Okay, the first part of the brother's question was that both us and them accept that the Mu'tazila are deviants. At the same time, the brother has labelled them as the grandsons of the Mu'tazila.
Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, in his book Fath al-Bari, volume 1, page 70. He denounced Al-Asha'ira and he said that one of their concepts is the heritage of Al-Mu'tazila, because they believe that the first thing that a person should do or should believe is to think. to use his mind. Number one. Number one. First, you see, for example, I'll give you an example. This brother that I'm talking about, he said, when we talk to some, you know, atheists or, you know, when we talk to them, we should not use the Quran and Sunnah. We should not use it. We should use our minds only. And wallahi, I heard him saying that. Why? Is your brain better than what Allah Ta'ala said? You are more powerful plea and evidence than the evidence of the book and the Sunnah? No, okay. So I say, when Ibn Hajar said that, denounced Al-Ash'ari for that, he said, and one of most significant scholars of Al-Ash'ari, whose name is Abu Ja'far al-Sumnani, he admitted that this concept is the heritage of Al-Mu'tazila. When these people say the same thing, when they deny the grave, the punishment of the grave, when they say that my mind is number one and the Quran is number two, I say yes. Don't be jealous for them, be jealous for the Quran. You should get angry for what people say like that. You should get angry. So I say, yes, there are less deviants in deviants than the deviants of these Al-Mu'tazila. That's why I said they are the grandsons. They are not as Al-Mu'tazila 100%, no. So I don't call people to follow them, yes? I don't call people to... There's no contradiction as I see it.
You take this low, clear definition of our mythology, and you say Ahad does not mean one. I say Kulhu Allah Ahad. It means one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you say Hadith does. The Sahaba was sent to Persia to get the king. The Persian king would have told him to go back, checking the Ahad of Kutabullah.
I understand your question. Okay.
My question is,
you're telling me that he sent afterwards some other people, collection of people? That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I think Ahad means one.
No. This is the wrong concept. I understand you, brother. When we talk about Ahad, brother, we're not talking about Ahad. We're saying Ahad, brother. We're saying Ahad. Ahad means different one. Couples, you know, just like you say, couples of people. Couples which did not become mutawatir, it is still less than mutawatir. That's number one. Yes, when I say ahad, I mean one. When I say ahad, I mean couple. So it's a problem of the language, and I don't blame you for that, brother, but we explained that. Now, wait. Now, ahad is, and this is agreed upon among all scholars, that Al-Ahad is divided into many categories. Gharib, Aziz, Mashhoor. Mashhoor, it is almost to become mutawatir. Something like, you know, 10, 20, according to the reliability of the narrators. That's why I say we cannot give a certain number, because that will do to the reliability. Because, for example, if Umar ibn al-Khattab narrates himself the narration, that's authentic. Even it's one. And we should not forget that the two authentic books, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, started their hadith by Innama al-A'malu bin-Niyyat, and that is hadith Ahad. So, it is divided into three categories. Gharib, Aziz, and Mashhoor. Alright? And they say, for example, Gharib is one. Aziz is two in different levels. I can't really now give you all the details because it takes time. And it is difficult for those who are studying the Arabic language. I think it will be more difficult for you, brother. If you want to have more clarifications, you can come to me and seek, inshallah, we can sit down together and I can give you more explanation about that. But for the meantime, I say there is no disagreement between all the scholars, inshallah, about the categories of Hadith al-Ahad, that it is divided into two categories, Gharib, Aziz, and Mashhur. Go ahead. But this is the last statement, if you want to give any statement. You have to give a chance to the others.
It is very clear that no scholar will define mutawatir as a hadith that was narrated by less than 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, without mentioning any names again, we should be statement, because I don't know from a concept of something, and from the first article of the conference, who says that the most urgent thing in the Muslim Ummah right now is the Khilafah. According to him, he says that the most urgent thing actually could have been the Tabdeel. But he wrote very clearly that it was an Islamic issue, it was a revolution, a declaration for the Muslims. I don't think a Muslim is a person who does not believe in Tabdeel. I don't think a Muslim is a person who does not believe in the Hadith of Islam. So, I think that statement is correct. When you say to the Muslims, who believe in the Hadith, who believe in the Sunnah of the Prophet, who believe in...
Okay, brother. Okay, I understand it. May Allah bless you, brother. Brother, you have to know that you are telling me that everything is okay with the people. All the people are following the Tawheed now. There's no problem. So why we lost the Khilafah then? If everything is okay and all the people are Muwahid, you have people who are claiming by tongue what they oppose by action. You have people who say La ilaha illallah, but they say O Rifa'i, O Badawi, O Jilani, Madad, Madad. Do they understand La ilaha illallah? Now, as far as the Khilafah, I'm not against the Khilafah. I don't have to justify myself. You know what I mean. You know my statement. I said Khilafah, yes. We both agree that it is important for the Muslims today to return their dignity. But I say, you have to revise why we lost it and what we have to do to regain it, to retain it again. We have to do something. There are certain conditions. That's what I'm saying, brother.
The brother in front of me in the blue shirt.
Please. May Allah bless you. That's the two answers. No, wait. Brother, did I say that the ahadith of Adab al-Qabr are ahad? Did anyone hear me saying that? We agree together. No problem. We agree.
This is the last question, inshallah. Right.
No, let him give his statement, if possible. Yes. Not only Suyuti, brother, there are many scholars. This is important for us to hear, brother, that in fact, hadith, the narrations of Azab al-Qabr are mutawatir and not ahad. May Allah bless you.
Just let me clarify for the sisters. The brother was saying that the hadith concerning the Ghazal al-Qabr and Mutawatir, and there are over 47 hadith as quoted by Imam Suyuti in one of these books.
Alaykum as-salam. Yes, brothers, the same brother who says, for example, hadith ahad is not accepted in aqidah, etc., this brother mentioned some hadith which are less than ahad, weaker, much weaker than ahad. Like, for example, he says, man salla junuban faqad kafar, whoever pray while, you know, having ejaculation, he's kafir. many narrations, he brings them, I don't know where he brings them from. Alright? Now, when you say, I follow reliability, you must stand at your standard point. Don't go to less than that and follow da'if while you are claiming to us that you are following the authentic narration.
Yes, JazakAllah khair. We will end the session at this. Those questions that I did not ask, that were written down, I did not ask because they were irrelevant to the topic and for the shortness of time. I thank the brother.
Al-Ghazali said, these two, let me check it, just one second. I want to tell you exactly what Al-Ghazali said. No. Al-Ghazali said, تواتر واشتهر عمل الصحابة بخبر الواحد. تواتر بخبر الواحد. That means the work of the Sahaba, all of them, their work of Hadith al-Ahad was mutawatir in many different incidents which cannot be confined in mentioning. And even its ahad is not available, but it can be considered as knowledgeable by the majority. In general, it is accepted.
So, can you repeat that again?
I tell it in Arabic. Al-Ghazali says, تواتر واشتهر تواتر واشتهر عمل الصحابة بخبر الواحد في وقائع شتى. To give an example. Now, these people deny المتواتر المعنوي. They deny المتواتر المعنوي. They disagree with المتواتر المعنوي. They say there is no متواتر معنوي.
Why is that there? There is no
mutawatir
al-ma'na.
They disagree
that.
Yes, they do. No, there is
no.
I was taught by Umar Bakr Muhammad, and he said there is mutawatir al-ma'na. You're talking about. No, that's a different issue. Sorry. This is a different issue. That's why I'm saying to you, brother. You cannot have a definition of al-mutawatir. Because I tell you, I may ask you. Give me. Give me
what is being transmitted from group to group.
Well, what is the number of the group? What is the number of the group?
Something like Ahad.
No, Ahad is not just one. No.
Do you know?
No. So Ahad is not only one. Ahad is not only one. Yes.
So you can't be.
That is why Ibn Taymiyyah said that. Ibn Taymiyyah said if a group of people narrated it, either to be 10 or maybe 12. Okay? If it is authentic, it can be considered as mutawatir. But majority of people, sorry? No, because you don't have your own definition by mutawatir. Tell me what is the definition of the mutawatir. Tell me what is the number. Let's say it's 20.
Depends on
the court. What? Who said that? Hanafi? Al-Jassas is one of the Hanafi people. He accepted al-Mashhur to be mutawatir itself.
No, the Hanafi, the Mashhur, is what I've been saying. The Mashhur is close to Yaqeen, Ilim, but it's not Ilim.
But is it accepted as mutawatir?
It's not mutawatir.
Yes, that's why I'm telling you.
But it's not close to belief.
Excuse me, there is a variation of definition for mutawatir. Even among those people, al-Jassas, he took out
al-mashhur of the ahad category, and he followed it to be as mutawatir, and other people disagreed with him.
Yes.
So they had only two categories.
You can't say someone who doesn't take ahad as deciding. It's a matter of opinion.
No,
it is a matter of opinion.
No, it's a matter.
No, that's it.
Wait.
Repeat
what
you said.
Repeat what
you said. At the end of the day, no, Ibn Hazm al-Zahiri, he said ahad is definite. For him, that is his opinion. Other people, for them, ahad is not definite.
Who are the people? Are they experts as Ibn Hajar in hadith? For those who are you talking about, are they experts as Ibn Hajar?
Asnawi was expert in Hajar.
Huh? As Ash-Shafi'i? You see, I'm telling you.
Ibn Shafi'i did
not have brother. I'm asking you. Go to Amr Bakri. I spoke with Amr Bakri already. I challenge him if he can find any difference, any differentiation between Aqidah and Ahkam in the matter of Ahad. To bring it to me from the ancient from the Salafi scholars.
What about Imam Asnawi?
After.
Was he from Salafi scholars?
No. He came after. You see, there are people, brothers, who accepted this differentiation.
Imam Asnawi.
You're not hearing me. You are preparing to speak. I said, why do I bring to you Ash-Shafi'i and I bring Al-Asnawi? I said Ash-Shafi'i refuted Al-Mu'tazila. They rejected Ahad as whole, and he defended Ahad as whole. Can you contradict me?
I'm certain.
You say yes or no? Don't go to other answers, please.
I can give you a question when you come.
No.
Let me explain.
If I don't,
simply,
if you give me a question and I don't answer it because I don't know.
Contradict you, yes. No, let me continue.
You are defending Omar Bakri now. You are emotional. Mm-hmm. You are emotional. You are defending Omar Bakri.
Let me
go ahead. But you contradicted me. I was speaking. Let me make my point. What was I saying? Yes. Why do I bring the issue over Shafi'i? The matter took place, the matter, you know, I'll tell you the story. Al-Mu'tazila, they said we rejected all. After them, we have a new sect called Al-Ash'ara. But before that, there was new. At the time of Al-Mu'tazila, there was no Ash'ara. Al-Ash'ara came after them. They modified, they took the claim of Al-Mu'tazila and they modified it. They say, we don't say what Al-Mu'tazila say. We don't say we reject it all. We say we reject it in doctrine, but we accept it in ahkam. Now, Al-Asnawi is at that time, he came after that time of this new fabrication. And he followed it. Some people followed it. But I want you to, because the first one who wrote in Usul al-Fiqh, it's a Shafi'i. And he defended Khabar al-Ahad for 100 pages, and in no place he said that you should take it in Aqa'id, you should take it in Ahkam, but you should not take it in Aqa'id.
But he wasn't talking about belief. When we talk about Ahad, he wasn't talking about belief here.
Do you believe if a person generalizes his talk, it should be accepted in general? You should not specify. You should not say, no, it means this and it means something else. You should not divide his talk into two issues. You should not say that Ash-Shafi'i, and I ask you to say, Wallahi, Ash-Shafi'i means that. You tell me that, you say, I swear by Allah that Ash-Shafi'i urged us to take al-ahkam, to take al-ahad in al-ahkam, but not in doctrine.
He wasn't talking about that.
You're not answering me. I say wallahi. Say wallahi.
No, I'm not going to say it.
You're not going to say it.
Because he doesn't understand what he was talking about. He didn't make this statement. And then say, you can't do the same thing to me. You should have shown me that we talked about both things. You didn't. You just said,
no. If the Prophet sends the person to teach the doctrine, what does it mean to you? He sent Mu'adh, one person alone, to Yemen to teach the people, number one, La ilaha illallah, and then to teach them about Ahkam. How can you make the difference, my brother?
Mu'adh, you quote the Qur'an.
Is that an answer, brother? May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you, brother. No, that's not an answer. He said, say to teach them La ilaha illallah, a matter of question or not?
Yes.
So he sent him to teach them. You see?